Just before dusk, Alpha Company stood for roll call. Afterward, the men separated into two groups. Some went off to write letters or party or sleep. The others trooped down to the base perimeter, where, for the next 11 hours, they would pull night guard duty. It was SOP, one night on, one night off. This was Jorgensen's night on. I knew that in advance, of course, and I knew his bunker assignment, Bunker 6, a pile of sandbags at the southwest corner of the perimeter. That morning I'd scouted out every inch of his position. I knew the blind spots and the little ripples of land and the places where he'd take cover in case of trouble. But still, just to guard against freak screw-ups, Azar and I tailed him down to the wire. We watched him lay out his poncho and connect his claymores to their firing devices. Softly, like a little boy, he was whistling to himself. He tested his radio, unwrapped a candy bar, then sat back with his rifle cradled to his chest like a teddy bear.
"A pigeon," Azar whispered. "Roast pigeon on a spit. I smell it sizzling."
"Except this isn't for real." Azar shrugged. After a second, he reached out and clapped me on the shoulder, not roughly, but not gently either.
"What's real?" he said. "8 months in fantasy land, it tends to blur the line. Honest to God, I sometimes can't remember what real is."
Psychology. That was one thing I knew. You don't try to scare people in broad daylight. You wait. Because the darkness squeezes you inside yourself. You get cut off from the outside world. The imagination takes over. That's basic psychology. I'd pulled enough night guard to know how the fear factor gets multiplied as you sit there hour after hour, nobody to talk to, nothing to do but stare into the big black hole at the center of your own sorry soul. The hours go by, and you lose your gyroscope. Your mind starts to roam. You think about dark closets, madmen, murderers under the bed, all those childhood fears. Gremlins and trolls and giants. You try to block it out, but you can't. You see ghosts. You blink and shake your head. Bullshit, you tell yourself. Then you remember the guys who died. Kurt Lemon, Kiowa, Ted Lavender, a half dozen others whose faces you can't bring into focus anymore. And then pretty soon you start to ponder the stories you've heard about Charlie's magic. The time some guys cornered 2VC in a dead-end tunnel, no way out. But how, when the tunnel was fragged and searched, nothing was found except a pile of dead rats. 100 stories. Ghosts wiping out a whole Marine platoon in 20 seconds flat. Ghosts rising from the dead. Ghosts behind you and in front of you and inside you. After a while, as the night deepens, you feel a funny buzzing in your ears. Tiny sounds get heightened and distorted. The crickets talk in code. The night takes on a weird electronic tingle. You hold your breath. You coil up and tighten your muscles and listen, knuckles hard, the pulse ticking in your head. You hear the spooks laughing. No shit. Laughing. You jerk up. You freeze. You squint at the dark. Nothing, though. You put your weapon on full automatic. You crouch lower and count your grenades and make sure the pins are bent for quick throwing and take a deep breath and listen and try not to freak. And then later, after enough time passes, things start to get bad.